This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 6, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. According to reports by the Air Force Times and InsideDefense.com, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates last week called for the immediate resignations of Air Force Chief of Staff General Michael Mosley and Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn. Among the reasons cited were public disagreements the two had with Gates over numbers of UAV deployments and Air Force turf wars with the Army and Navy over control of UAV programs. The Air Force was also embarrassed last year when it came to light the service had accidentally shipped nuclear weapons parts to Taiwan and flown across the U.S. with a B-52 carrying nuclear warheads. Mosley is the top uniformed officer with the U.S. Air Force. Wynn is the top civilian official. Both made their resignations official on Thursday. The White House says President Bush knew about the resignations but played no role in the decision. On the heels of big capacity reductions announced on Wednesday by United, Continental Airlines yesterday told employees to expect the elimination of 3,000 jobs and the grounding of 67 aircraft from its mainline fleet. CEO Larry Kellner and President Jeff Smisek said in their letter to employees, quote, "The airline industry is in a crisis. Its business model doesn't work with the current price of fuel and the existing level of capacity in the marketplace. We need to make changes in response," unquote. Continental hopes most of the layoffs will be accomplished through voluntary separation agreements. The 3,000 jobs cut will include a number of management positions, and both Kellner and Smisek have declined their salaries and any bonuses for the rest of 2008. Continental will begin reducing capacity in September after the summer travel season and says it will provide details on specific flights and destinations to be culled by the end of next week. Legendary aircraft designer and builder and Scaled Composites founder Burt Rutan has stepped down as president of the company, and Douglas Shane is the new president. Shane helped found Scaled in 1982, and since 1989 has been responsible for business development, contracts and proposals, and flight test operations. Rutan has been named Chief Technology Officer and Chairman Emeritus, a role that will let him focus on the company's creative and entrepreneurial strengths. Rutan adds, quote, "I am successfully recovering from about 8 months of significant heart health challenges, and with this move, look forward to many more years of fun here at Scaled," unquote. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed appeared Thursday before a Pentagon tribunal. He says he wants the death penalty. The Los Angeles Times reports the convinced mastermind of the 9/11 attacks was informed by Chief Military Judge Marine Colonel Ralph Coleman that he could face the death penalty if convicted, and replied, quote, "This is what I wish. I wanted to be a martyr for a long time," unquote. Mohammed calls the proceeding an inquisition and has declined representation by Navy Captain Prescott Prince, saying Prince wears the uniform of his American enemies and has pledged allegiance to President Bush, quote, "who wages systemic war against the Islamic world," unquote. Mohammed appears nonchalant about what's happening. The Times reports that when shown a courtroom artist's sketch of him, he asked the artist to make his nose look more like his FBI picture. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. Sino Swearingen sells an 80% stake to a Dubai investment group. Hawaiian Airlines is adding planes and people. And NASA's Inspector General says the agency muzzled its own scientists on global warming. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Karen Kahn, a veteran airline captain, flight instructor, and author. We'll talk about her book of advice for anyone interested in a professional flying career. And if you haven't gotten around to it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.